Take an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is your Thunder Country weather update for Libertyville, Selma, Sheraton, Mystic, Centerville, Ottumwa, all of southern Iowa. We'll see some sprinkles move in on the overnight, and then we'll turn that into some frost for you to wake up to on your Tuesday morning. Tuesday's high around 55 degrees, Wednesday's high around 61. Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
With me for my edition of Just Start Talking, I have Ross Lohr. He's with a couple of different companies. One of them is called Repat Quilts and then Scrappy Socks. Ross, thanks for joining me today to talk about those items.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely. There's some interesting information between these two businesses. We'll start with the Repat Quilts first. This is an idea that has caught on with a lot of other companies as well, but you take people's shirts and create them into a beautiful quilt that is a time-sake item for people to have. Talk about the beginning of that particular quilt. I mean, it happened in 2012, is that right?
Yeah, and even a little before that, I think we've been kind of curious what happens to our old T-shirts when we're done with them for a long time. And our story actually starts when I was doing some educational work in Africa and being stuck in this terrible traffic jam. And when we finally got to the front and found out what caused the traffic jam, it was a overturned fruit and vegetable rickshaw pushed by a Kenyan man wearing a T-shirt that said, "I danced my ass off at Josh's bar mitzvah." And when we saw that shirt, we said, "Well, I don't think that man went to Josh's bar mitzvah." And we're just kind of wondering, like, how did T-shirts from America end up in places like Kenya and Tanzania? And there's this whole system, right? When you donate clothes to Goodwill or Salvation Army, I think about 95% of them don't get resold in the United States. They get sent elsewhere and put up for sale in these big markets. And we started doing different things with the shirts over there and bringing them back here. But what people kept saying to us is like, "Oh, I have a closet full of memorable T-shirts and I want you to do something with them. Can you make them into a quilt for us?" And so Project Repat was born.
Well, the cool thing about it, it says that on the website there, which is easily to get to, it says that you've created over 1 million quilts since 2012. That is an astronomical number.
Yeah, we have this amazing worker-owned factory in Western North Carolina, and they just learned how to make these custom T-shirt quilts as efficiently as possible. And we really wanted to make a quilt that was affordable. Like, we had no allegiance to a very traditional quilt. And so it's more of a blanket. It's all your shirts in one place, and it has a really cozy fleece backing on the back of it. And we wanted the price to be affordable. Like, I think people had heard of quilts costing $300 or $400. And so we found a way to make them for around $100.
Well, that is very, very nice to hear. And I'm assuming that people from all over the country / world can send you those items to have that business take care of their request. Is that right?
That is true. Yeah. So we have a nice website. And once you order on our website, we send you all the instructions you need to ship us your shirts from far and wide, all the way to Western North Carolina.
Now, the cool thing about it is you guys seem to be problem solvers. The problem was with these shirts, you utilized X amount of it. For example, the front diagram or picture, not the entire shirt. So consequently, you have a lot of quote-unquote leftover material. At some point in the juncture, you said to yourselves, "Something's got to be done with this particular stuff that's extra."
That is correct. Those would be the scrap, and they have been a thorn in our side since starting this business. I mean, I think we're really passionate about making sure that textiles don't end up in landfills, and that's what we're all about. So we've always paid other people to take our scraps, our t-shirt scraps that we can't use, and recycle them, turning them into other, you know, like car mats and wrestling mat interior and stuff like that. But it has always been a thorn in our side because we produce a lot of scraps. And so we put our heads together and we came up with a scrappy solution, and that was making socks out of our scraps. And so we worked with a great company down in North Carolina called Material Return. They collect recycled textiles from the region, and they take our t-shirt scraps and grind them all up, and then they turn them back, spin it back into yarn that can be turned into socks. And so this launched Scrappy Socks. And, you know, we think of ourselves kind of as scrappy entrepreneurs. You know, there's a lot of perks to being scrappy. It's doing a lot with a little, right? And we think it's just the perfect brand and the perfect solution to a big problem that we were having.
I'm talking with Ross Lohr. He's with me with a company called Scrappy Socks for my edition of Just Start Talking. And Ross, that's something that a lot of people don't consider. They don't think about the waste that is done, whether it's plastic, whether it's tin cans, where it's boxes. Clothing sometimes is not thought of that particular item. So consequently, you guys thought outside the box, so to speak, to come up with this idea of Scrappy Socks. So talk a little bit about the process. I know you don't want to give away all your secrets, but from my standpoint, I'm looking at t-shirts that I have in my closet. Some are black, some are yellow, some are red, some are white. You're combining all of these items and you're making a sock that's a certain color. I'm saying gray. Maybe I'm colorblind, but I'm just saying that this gray sock had to have all of those other colors at one time to be the start of it. Talk about that process, if you could.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, first of all, we'll take your shirts and we'll make them into a beautiful t-shirt quilt, and it looks great when they're all different colors, right? So you get that nice patchwork feel, but again, we cut out just the logo, and then we have the sleeves, we have some other parts of the shirt, and we just can't do anything with that. But it's still fabric, and it can still be used. And so what they do down in North Carolina is they collect all those scraps. They also collect other textiles that were extra from factories and stuff, like, you know, cutting, you cut a bunch of fabric and you have a bunch left over and you can't use it. So they break all that down too. There's this huge machine. It's really cool. And if you go on our Instagram, I think you can see, find some videos of it. And they just, it's a machine that shreds everything down back into its fibers. And so when those t-shirts get combined with the other materials, it does end up in this gray color, but if you look closely enough, you can actually see little flecks of color in the socks. And those are all different colors, and those are your different t-shirts. And they're all ground up and put into this really comfortable, cozy sock.
Well, that's the cool thing about it. In my mind, it's an attractive color. Gray, to me, is somewhat neutral. How would you describe that sock? Would you say it's a mid-calf size sock? Is that what you have?
Yeah, I would say it's a mid-calf size. We're working on, you know, they all say scrappy on them because we think being scrappy is a thing that people should advertise. And, yeah, it's not a flashy sock, and I think that's kind of the point, right? Like, we got down to business. It's just a regular sock you can wear. You can wear it hiking. You can wear it for sports. You can wear it around the house. It's nice and comfortable. But we didn't want to get too flashy either. You know, we just wanted to create the sort of working man and woman's basic sock, and that's what's so scrappy about it.
Well, I was intrigued with the people's evaluations that they have. Usually things are rated on a 5-star rating scale, and you have a 5-star rating for this out of 110 individuals that have evaluated this, and a lot of them say that it is the most comfortable sock that they have, and the fact that it fits. all sizes of feet. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a flexible sock. And, you know, look, this is all made in North Carolina, too. It's not like we're sending this material off to China to make these socks. Like, this is the material is gathered in North Carolina, and then it's spun into yarn in North Carolina, and the sock is made in North Carolina. And the company making the socks for us, like, they make socks for some of the biggest brands in the world. So they know what they're doing, and it's all completely local. Like, this stuff does not travel around the world like so much of our other clothing does. It's all made, produced, procured, all in the United States, which is really, and not even just the United States, all in North Carolina.
I'm talking with Ross Lohr. He's involved with a company called Scrappy Socks. Tell us a little bit about your background, Ross. I mean, you got to have some entrepreneur spirit to you, but what is your background? Did you study a little bit of design for clothing back when? Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I studied economics. I was really interested in doing work in less developed countries and helping people coming up with solutions. I would call myself a social entrepreneur. So I'm always trying to start businesses and grow them, but doing so in a way that's good for people and good for the world. And so, you know, with Project Repat and turning t-shirts into quilts, was really thinking about, okay, how do we take a product and make something recycled, right? And that is good for the world. But then also, how do we pay people well for the work that they do? In our factory in North Carolina, it's worker-owned. So the people who work there actually own the factory and benefit from the work as well. So, yeah, I consider myself an entrepreneur. I love to grow things, start things, come up with new ideas. But I want to do that in a way that, you know, doesn't hurt the environment and doesn't, you know, take advantage or exploit the people who are making the product. So 100% made in USA products, made out of recycled materials. The socks now are 100% recycled, which is awesome. I can sleep easy at night knowing that I'm building businesses that do well for the world.
Well, a tip of the cap to you for that wonderful goal you set out in terms of not exploiting people, but provide something that's not going into the landfills. I mean, my gosh, that is really interesting stuff. So let's talk about future plans then. Can you give us a sneak peek what's down the road in the next 5 years that you might? And I know you don't want to let the cat out of the bag on some things, but what is something else that might be happening, huh?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we think of the world as, we think of the economy as a huge potential for a circular economy, which means, you know, look, you look at all the clothing in the world, right? And there's fast fashion. So people buy clothes now for super cheap. They're made in faraway places. And they wear them one or two times and then they get rid of them, right? And, okay, that's fine, but we have all this excess textiles and excess clothing that's going to end up in landfills somewhere or it's going to get spent far, far away. So what can we do with all that material in a localized, circular economy? So I'm talking about like taking old clothing back and breaking it down and turning it into something new. And so this process in North Carolina is really innovative, and they've been doing it in Europe for a little bit, but it's still just starting to take off. So beyond just socks and this process, I'm really interested in kind of, you know, what can we do with people's clothes when they're done with it and turn it into something here in the United States that can be worn again without using any water, without using all these new materials? How do we just keep upcycling, recycling, and keeping everything really circular within the United States?
That is interesting to hear. I'm just thinking myself, any time that I was downsizing my wardrobe, boom, go to a Goodwill, or boom, go to another thrift store to help those out. But you're right. Their inventory keeps growing and growing and growing. Is there an outside possibility, Ross, that you might be in contact with somebody like Goodwill to say, hey, we would love to take things off of your hands in terms of, you know, getting their inventory down? Has that been approached?
I think Goodwill is starting to have those conversations as well. And I got to be honest with you, I don't think we'd need to go to Goodwill to get people's clothing. I mean, people are contacting us all the time. Hey, can you take my t-shirts? I mean, right now, the answer is no, unfortunately. But I could see us getting to a place where we start getting into take-back programs and being able to take old clothes and turn them into something else. And I know Goodwill, I mean, their inventory is just massive. Like, they can't possibly sell everything that they get. It's huge by numbers you couldn't even imagine. And that's why a lot of that stuff gets shipped overseas. And unfortunately, I mean, Goodwill is a great operation. They're a great organization. Unfortunately, a lot of that stuff ends up in landfills in other countries too. There's just so much of it that we just can't possibly find a home for all of it. So I know they're going to be working on this concept too. And hopefully the technology just keeps improving. I think it is, to the point where we can take old clothes and through really innovative processes, just turn it back into new stuff that can be worn again. It's coming. It's just not quite there yet.
Well, it makes so much sense. I've talked with Ross Lohr. He's with the company called Scrappy Socks. They'll recycle clothing that they have had after they've made quilts and make them into socks, Scrappy Socks. It makes so much sense, Ross, of what you're saying. I mean, I was just thinking of tires. Tires used to be one of those things where they just kept piling up. Finally, somebody said, hey, we ought to be doing something with this. And lo and behold, so many things came from that. Same thing with plastic. Same thing with cardboard box. Same thing with the tin cans that you get your food products. So tip of the cap again to you and your group for coming up with a way to upcycle, recycle those items. And I'll be honest with you, I think that people, this is something that they can get behind and do something for the environment. And quite honestly, this is the only planet we got. We need to take care of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, for my edition of Just Start Talking, I've been talking with Ross Lohr with Scrappy Socks. Hey, Ross, give us a little bit of information again. You said, yeah, we're on Instagram, but also give us those websites so people can go ahead and order those socks if they want to for Christmas time.
Absolutely. So, yeah, Scrappy Socks can be found at scrappyclothing.com. And then t-shirt quilts, we're still taking holiday orders, but it's a good product year round, and that can be found at Project Repat. That's repat.com. And we look forward to turning all your t-shirt memories into something amazing for you. So thanks a lot for having me. It's been a really fun conversation.
All right. For my edition of Just Start Talking, I've been talking with Ross Lohr. You can go back and listen to this podcast all over again by going to our website at www.kiicradio.com. Select that Listen Live tab at the top banner there. And on the right side, you can find this podcast and all those other podcasts as well and listen to it all over again. Ross, thanks again for being with me here on KIIC.
Thanks a lot.
As well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800 800- at 312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The biggest stars, the classic hits, KIIC.
Roll on, Big Mama. Roll on,
roll on, Big Mama.
I like the way you sang. Roll on, Big Mama. The night time lets her breathe. Well, the feel of the wheel delivers me from a life where I don't want to be. And the diesel smoke with every stroke sings a song with a heavy note. And rambling is the life I chose, sitting here between the doors, the yellow line of keeping time, the things that's running through my mind, through my mind. Sun. There ain't no road that we ain't run. Up through the Colorado mountaintops, down to the desert where Reno stops, north to the green of Coeur d'Alene. There ain't no road that we ain't seen. We ain't seen.
Roll on, Big Mama.
You'll sing. Situation down the way, boys. Mighty fine. I'm a coming, I'm a coming.
I still recall the morning that I met you, standing out in front of Wilson's Five and Dime, staring through the window at the jewelry, hungry for the things you couldn't buy. Just like a fool, I thought that I could please you. I saw you had an eye for things that shine. I paid $7,000 for a bracelet just to satisfy your 14-karat mind. That I built in West Virginia
not enough to keep you satisfied. Cause a man that's got a sawmill occupation can't afford to feed a rich girl's appetite. I wonder if you're still with Willie Jackson. Sometimes I wonder if he's still alive. Children, just to satisfy your 14 karat mind. Laying by these level tracks in Denver, with a hurting head and a half pint of wine. Everything except my soul has been surrendered, just to satisfy your 14 karat mind. Just to satisfy your 14 karat mind.
Gene Watson and a 14 karat mind on the way. Earl Thomas Conley. It's pretty rare, but we've got one. It's Once in a Blue Moon after this.
Keeps her hanging on. When anybody else would be long gone. But once in a blue moon, I'll do something right. And once in she only hears I love you when we're making love. Lord, I'll always wonder why she loves me so much, when the best I'll ever do won't be enough. So I'll just thank my lucky stars above that once in a blue
crawling home last night. like many nights before. Finally made it to my feet as she opened up the door and she said, "You're not gonna do this anymore." She said, "I'm gonna hire a widow to decorate our home, so you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, we'll put a bar along that wall, and a neon